it was introduced. It's not native, but when it hit, it took over the prairie and made marvelous hay. And I guess Mr. Johnson must have brought it over. But the Johnson grass became our real source of hay. We went through one period of trying to have alfalfa through this section. And in planting alfalfa, we found it wouldn't reproduce itself from year to year in an economical fashion, so it has been basically abandoned. Nowadays, of course, they're going into a good many grains, but I'm not familiar with that. When I came along, I left the country in 1935, you see.
I see. Well, they would still speak of separating the grain from the chaff as mm-hmm. what process? Would they call it threshing or how would that?
Well, I'm trying to remember how the, I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And about the hay, could you describe how the hay was cut?
The hay was, when the Johnson grass, which was basically our hay, was going into seed, in young seed, just forming seed. You didn't wait, if you waited too long, it became too coarse, but you cut it about the time it was just going into seed. In my day and age, you had a whole team of men, of Negroes out there, to cut and harvest the grass. You had the mowing machine first, and they would square off a block of the land, you know, just like you do in mowing a yard, and they would cut that, and after it was down, you had been there overnight or a period of time, maybe a couple of days.
Did they put it, when they cut it, did they put it a certain way in the field to dry? Or?
Well, they would cut a big square, and it would just, as it would fall, you know.
They wouldn't stack it up?
Well, no, they would. That was the next step.
I see.
Next step, they would go through with a rake, a little dump rake, they call it. It had teeth that followed, and they would carry it a certain section and dump it. It would kick up behind. And then they break that out into windrows. That's it. That's a dump rake.
Yeah. This was in the commercial appeal.
Yeah, that's a dump rake. I've ridden on those many times. You go across a section, you see, till you got to a certain spot, and then you dump. And then when you come back the other way, you'd get to that line, you dump, and you'd make a row, a windrow. And then everything was very little, was mechanized before 1935. You'd have the hands, we spoke of the workers as hands. The hands would come in and with their hay forks, we didn't call them pitchforks, the hay forks, had those with sharp teeth on them, you know. And they would pull those, they would work those into hay cocks. They'd go down that row of hay and work it into little small piles called hay cocks. And now this is after it had dried sufficiently, you see. And then you'd have a succession of those little haycocks across the field. Then you had a great big rake, it was called a push rake. It was a large machine with driven by mules, I mean, the powered horsepower. And it had wooden teeth in front. And that the team would be sort of to the sides of that outfit and would push into those haycocks and just scoop them up as they went by, you see, and that was then carried to the hay press. The hay press was stationary, not like they are now. And the hay press would be there, and the push rake would bring in those big piles of hay and place them close to where the work was being done on the out baling the hay.
You call it a hay press?
Hay press.
That's new.
Mm-hmm. That's right, press the hay into bales, you see.
Did you ever make hay stacks tall? Stacks.
Yes, we had haystacks were made. That could be, that of course basically was the pulling together of all those, that push rake idea into great big piles of hay, and the Negroes would